Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Camelot. Camelot. It's only a model.
Oh, it is time for the round table on a Friday. And who do we have? The morning duo, the big cheeses on WFNZ in Charlotte. We have Mac, we have T-Bone, Mac and Bone in the morning, 92.7 WFNZ, and this show, when we get around to it, airs from 7 to 9 in Charlotte when they don't have anything better to do. We're a last resort, and that's okay. I'm happy to be on in Charlotte regardless of how often it is. So Mac, hi to you, and Bone, hi to you.
What's up?
Nothing.
Good afternoon. Hey, this sounded like a good idea on Wednesday before Mac and I had a little Friday Hey Rube at about 8:30 this morning. So I think we're back on speaking terms. But this felt better, Mac, 2 days ago, didn't it?
Did I miss an on air tiff?
A little bit. I mean, it wasn't anything that we haven't had before. But you know, we there was some yelling and there was some name called and mothers got brought up. But
oh,
you
know, no!
All in all, it's fine. You know, he apologized. I think maybe not. I don't.
What was the subject matter?
I thought South Carolina. Some of these always sound, Mac, more ridiculous when you go back on them. I thought South Carolina may be able to compete a little bit with Georgia tomorrow when Mac was talking.
Really?
About
you guys had an argument over that? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys spent too much time together.
How about yesterday's argument, Bone? Yesterday's argument is that Bone has apparently left me alone on the Panthers wagon. The Panthers 10-win express. Bone has left the Panthers 10-win express. That got feisty too, Adam.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
why
I'm
was
on,
there
I'm
even
on the 8-win? I dropped the 8 wins now, and Mac is now throwing me away completely here.
Why was there even a 10-win express? I'm curious. Why was there even a 10-win express? Okay, it's fine. You can have one. You can have a 10-win express. We're going to talk about the Panthers, and also I'm going to ask you this, because obviously if you think South Carolina can compete at Georgia, that's entirely up to Georgia, and that was you, Bone, who thinks that South Carolina can compete at Georgia. Who's better? Who would win right now, neutral site, South Carolina or App State?
Well, I would have said a couple weeks ago, App State was at a little bit of a crossroads, and last week they proved that, hey, they're still App State, but you know, they beat A&M last year on the road, and it didn't translate to them having a great conference season. So, I mean, yeah, if you base it off of last week, although Gardner Webb played them well the first week, I mean, if you go by last week, yeah, then and the opponent, then it's App State back. But I think that, you know, App State's got to prove that they are legitimately still App State, and it's going to come in the next couple weeks and when they get the conference play.
What do you think,
how about
Mac?
This one? How about we ask Tar Heel fans who scared them more? Let's do this Tar Heel fan stress test. I feel like they would say App State.
I actually think App is better. South Carolina could not run the ball a lick on Carolina. App could. I think that's the eye test right there. I thought South Carolina's offensive line was
exactly.
Was
where
very
were you this
trash.
Morning when I was talking to Bone about the Gamecocks? Where were you?
Should I just leave you guys and let you be here?
I was trying to get 92.7 so I could hear the fight. But I missed it. All right, so fans were jumping off bridges in the preseason after a loss. How are fans handling, Mac? How are fans handling two interceptions, one turnover, and a 14-point loss in Atlanta? Are they still? I know you're still optimistic. I know Bone isn't. But how are fans handling this?
And not his fans. Panther fans have not really handled anything well, really, since Cam Newton was fully healthy.
Right.
It's been about 5 or 6 years since I think we handled anything well. It's been a rough week, man. Bone should read some of his favorite text off the WFNZ text line from the week. It's gotten ugly. I do think as the week's going on, I thought Panther fans were getting better. But then, Bone, we had the freaking little matters of the serious J.C. Horn injury. We didn't know the severity of that.
Yeah.
Until a couple days ago, and then Brady Christensen going on IR and realizing that it'll be at least a few weeks until they have one of their starting guards. So I feel like the injuries kind of threw Panther fans for like a loop all over again in the middle of the week.
Yeah, for the
I'm not saying things are a little bit difficult right now, but we spent a segment plus today on should the Panthers trade for Hunter Renfrow of the Raiders. So that's sort of the state of mind.
Wow.
I think the Panther fans right now are still in disarray over what they've seen in the Matt Rhule era. And, what you know, it was bad. But until this team starts to show consistent offensive production, until they get that rolling, and I said it in the preseason, there needs to be some eyewash. The fans, even though it's a different regime, different quarterbacks, until the fans start to see the plan come together, everything goes back to just this dark place that we were in. And last week, they got brought back to that again with the turnover. So until these fans start to see, I think, consistent offensive play, they're always going to go back to the hell that was Matt Rhule in the last couple of years.
We're going to bring up a Matt Rhule soundbite here in a second. Victoria, get the short version of the Matt Rhule soundbite, because I'm going to get to that in a second. You'll love it. You'll love it, and I want you to have it. We'll send it to you so you can use it for the rest of the season. Bryce Young, we're talking with Mac and Bone from 92.7 WFNZ in Charlotte. They're in the mornings. When we get around to it, my show airs in the evenings on FNZ. So Bryce Young wants chunk plays. So, Bone, how do we get chunk plays out of this offense?
Well, there's not that many options. DJ Chark, the wideout they signed from the Lions, was injured in week one, and the Falcons could play to that last week. There was no threat whatsoever down the field. So their all-pro safety, Jesse Bates, could really do what he wanted to do. Frank Reich called it cheating, but you know, in the sense of the position where he could just play up, and it was all in the middle of the field, and there wasn't a lot of creativity without Chark. So once Chark gets in there, at least it gives them a semblance of a threat. And Mac and I were talking today, it's almost like a team that doesn't shoot the three-point shot well in basketball, and last week was that, where the Falcons could sort of almost pack it in a football way. And there was no threat deep. Once Chark gets in there, and they have to hit a couple. Until they hit a couple, no one's going to respect the deep ball game with the Panthers. So I think Chark can help that. But if he's not in there, it is going to have to be really creative, really schematic. They're going to have to really go deep in their bag with the run game and all these other things, because it's really Chark and hopefully Terrace Marshall. But besides that, there are not a lot of options deep.
Great basketball analogy. By the way, I like because it's true. If you can't stretch the defense, but I think you got to the way they can do it. And Mac, I know we talk a lot about, well, you run to set up the pass, but Dave Doran was talking about play action pass killing them against Notre Dame. Isn't that what the Panthers have to do? Dig in, lean into, keep pounding the hashtag and get to your identity.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I don't think they have, you know, we talked to Michael Lombardi this week on the show here in Charlotte, and his point was he wants to know what the identity is. He says he watched in the preseason, he watched in week one. He wants this team to establish an identity. He says he hasn't seen it. I think what you're talking about, Adam, is what they want the identity to be. You know, Frank Reich has talked about it as this, you know, quarterback guru, former quarterback, but they ran the ball extremely well with Jonathan Taylor and Indy. They were, I think, a top 11 running team three of his first 4 years there. So I think they want to run first, throw the play action off of that. What Bone's talking about and what you were talking about in the first question, though, is the problem, too. Like, the running game is obviously hurt by the fact that you don't need to honor that deep passing game with two deep safeties. You can easily put that eighth man in the box and maybe give the running game a hard time. That could be the next twist, is that we struggle to run the ball because we can't throw it deep. So I'm with Bone. I think DJ Chark coming back is the one big hope to kind of open things up a little bit. But, yeah, I think the identity should definitely be run first, no doubt about it. And they ran it pretty damn well last week, even without the deep passing game.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Bryce Young running a little more. Maybe not necessarily design runs, because that's not – where he's best, but Bryce Young out in space like Russell Wilson used to be. I think Bryce Young's legs can set up like it did against the Lions in the preseason. I thought Bryce Young's legs and throwing on the run and moving, and it got him going. Can Bryce Young's legs open things up as well a little bit for the offense.
That is part of, I think, every NFL team's repertoire at this time. You know, Tom Brady's out of the league. Everybody else can make plays with their legs. Speaking of Tom Brady, Mac, should the Jets sign him?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Is this even a possibility? He owns another team.
Right. Nobody's talked about that.
I feel like the media is trying to, like, make this happen, and there is, like, zero chance of this actually happening.
Zero! Because he owns part of the Raiders. It's the dumbest thing in the world that it's even been brought up.
Can I say something as a Jet fan? How, if that were to actually happen, and you're right, that the Raiders thing, it's almost like he owned a team just to stay retired in a way. I'm wondering if that's part of the.
He knew this was coming. He wanted to avoid the Jets, Bob.
I think as a longtime Jets fan, and trust me, be nice to me here. I've been through a lot in my last 39 years. Do you know how much that guy has ruined most of my adult life, and how much pride to the side I'd have to put to root? Do you guys think I just want to root for Tom Brady to win the Jets? Yeah, I'd root for him. But that would be weird, though, wouldn't it, if he won the Jets a championship? How weird would that be?
Hey, Darrell Revis, didn't he win a Super Bowl with the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I was trying to forget that one, too, but thank you, Adam.
We talked to Mike Greenberg yesterday. Because legitimately, when Aaron Rodgers went down, the first thing I thought about, the very first thing, was I hope Greeny's okay. I really wanted them to take his belt and shoelaces away, because anything was on the table at that point, given how much Greeny had talked about Rodgers and the Jets and the offense and the Super Bowl, which I don't even think the Jets were a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers. I thought they were a contender for a playoff team, but I didn't pick them to make the playoffs. But Greeny, it was like being in a therapy session yesterday. He talked his way through it. He didn't want to hang up the phone. He knew I was a sympathetic ear. He did not want to hang up the phone. By the way, I'm getting a lot of, we'll just say, love letters, air quotes, from some fans in Charlotte who don't like the fact that I have at least pointed some of the hypocrisy out about how North Carolina argued so vehemently for more restrictions on second-time transfers. And now this has come back to bite them. I'm not saying that the NCAA was right. They were wrong. Tez Walker should have been eligible, even by the new restrictions. But is there an element of you get what you look for kind of thing, Mac?
By the way, Adam, I'm glad those love letters got directly to you, because our text line was blowing up. I thought you came on and said go did it. Let's go Duke chant or something. I thought you.
I thought you had prayed to Coach K.
They were Tar Heel fans were so mad at you, man.
Really?
What a day that was.
Send those to me. I want to hear those.
We'll read them off to you next Wednesday on your weekly spot.
I would absolutely love to hear them. I mean, why are we afraid of all of? I mean, look, it's a very nuanced situation. Why are we afraid of all of the elements of the story? We can't just pick and choose the things that we like. I mean, it wasn't just because Mac Brown and North Carolina argued for more restrictions, because they weren't the only ones. There was like 100 coaches that wanted more restrictions. But, I mean, there were a whole bunch of stories written because Mac was vocal about it. Like,
I feel like they wanted some restrictions, though, but I felt that they wanted, maybe this was the problem, I felt like they wanted restrictions with situational logic. But maybe they should have known that situational logic
Thank
is
you.
Not going to come from the NCAA, that they would just give you your restrictions and say, nope, letter of the law, you asked for it. I just like David Hale from ESPN made this, I think he sent it out in a tweet, Adam, and he made this analogy, and I don't know, you might not like this analogy, but he said basically this would be like someone asking for speeding laws, but then when somebody does get caught for going like 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you put them in prison for it. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. it just feels like, yes, they wanted more guidelines, but it feels like the NCAA always does. There's no common sense. There's no logic when it comes to enforcing your guidelines. It seems like they just suck at that. But maybe that's part of your point. Maybe your point was you asked this crappy organization, you know what I mean, to legislate this. Maybe that's part of your point, I guess.
Right, because there's no way you can know what the threshold is to meet the mental health benefit for Tez Walker to be granted eligibility based on the new rules. Based on the old guidelines, which were in effect the time Tez Walker transferred and enrolled at North Carolina, his coach leaving would have been good enough, right? Your coach leaving for another school would have been good enough for you to get that second waiver. When the new guidelines went into effect and every school was told in March, by the way, just a reminder that we're nobody's grandfathered in and these are the new rules. Every school was told the only avenue UNC had was the mental and emotional well-being of the athlete, which I believe that Tez Walker meets the criteria, but the NCAA clearly never bought it. The only time they've ever been consistent was within this case. They clearly never bought it. I don't know why, but I feel bad for the kid.
My biggest question is why, in all these cases we've seen over the years, why does it take them so long to get around to these cases? Tez Walker was in camp with the Tar Heels,
right.
And, you know, Why is this not done a month prior, 2 months prior? Why do we do all these media days for all these conferences mm-hmm. and then it's decided we do the voting and the media votes and all this stuff and then you take a player away? Why is this stuff not done in the late spring, early summer? We see it in basketball too once in a while where a player in November will be deemed ineligible or late October.
Yeah.
Why? And then you brought up the fact that, and Matt did, about the Charlotte Tar Heel fans being mad at Adam. Hey, welcome to my past 18 years, fellas.
It's just a sign that you're doing it right. That's all it is. If you can get all of the local schools mad at you at the same time, whoo, that is fantastic.
Well, that's Mac's MO.
Is it a triangle of hate towards you, Adam? Is that what's going on?
It's beautiful. No, I want State fans to think I'm a Carolina fan. Carolina fans think I'm a Duke fan. And Duke fans think that I'm a State fan or that I just hate Duke. Because all of those things happen at the same time, which means that I guess I'm just telling the truth, which is apparently a sin in many cases. All right. Who wins? This is the way we're going to close this. Matt Rhule had this to say after they lost to Colorado by about 1,000.
Like this is kind of what you get when you hire me. You know what I'm saying? Like this is what you kind of get.
Do you have any problem with what Matt Rhule just said?
No, sounds about right. Losing is what you get when you hire Matt Rhule.
See,
totally factual.
You don't need the rest of that where he explains, our foundation is going to be built on rock. No, it's not. What are you talking about?
I can no longer tell the difference between Dennis Cox and the actual Matt Rhule. So I don't know if that was Dennis, if that was Matt Rhule. I talked to Dennis the other day. His impression is almost not – you can't make up what Matt Rhule might say next. It's unbelievable.
This is what you get when you hire me. You get beat by 28 or whatever that score margin was. By the way, I've got Northern Illinois plus 11 at Lincoln this weekend. Kind of like the Huskies to keep that one close. But Nebraska will
now
probably.
We're talking.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it.
That is Chris McClain, Travis Hancock, Mac and Bone. 92.7 WFNZ in Charlotte from The Morning Show. I'll talk to you guys Wednesday, if not before. Thank you very much for coming on and having fun with us.
All right.
All right, brother.
You,
all right. See you, Bo.
All right, man. We'll see you.
It's a good thing these guys are talking again That would have been really icy.
I know. Right? Save it just for us.
So. You know, do you remember the point? You're not old enough to know this. For people my age will remember Point Counterpoint from Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when they were having their little feud.
They're all
simple. All right.
It's cute.
Are your toenails unsightly?
Huh?
Come on, let's see. Hiding them in socks even when you're wearing sandals, huh? If your toenails are as unsightly as these, you need help from Nonix Man.
Who is this man with a cape, rippling muscles, and beautiful toes?
I'm Nonix Man, and your toenails need Nonix Nail Gel. I could see them from miles away in the air.
Hey, why are you squirting that gel on my toenails?
Because Nonix Nail Gel actually goes after the cause of nail discoloration, the nasty yellow buildup under toenails called keratin debris. Just apply Nonix Gel daily and you'll look fantastic in sandals this summer.
Gee, thanks, Nonix Man.
For clearer, healthier looking nails, use Nonix.
Take a tip from Nonix Man. Use diabetic-friendly Nonix Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at supercenters and pharmacies like Walgreens, Duane Reade, CVS Pharmacy, and Rite Aid.